Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brain Stuff, it's Christian Sager here. Are you ever walking around through the grocery store and you're looking in the cases and you see the milk and you get thirsty, but then you say, why are there all these different colored caps? Why is there blue and yellow and green and red? And what do these things all mean? Well, all right, let's break it down. Whole milk, which is 3.25% fat, that's the stuff that comes from a cow before any processing. Then there are the others. There's reduced fat milk, which is 2% fat. There's low fat milk, which has 1% fat. And then there's fat free, or also known as skim milk, which has 0% fat. And all of those undergo processing to remove extra fat that comes from the cream. Besides the noticeable difference in taste, whole milk and low-fat or skim milk differ in their fat, nutrient, and calorie content. So there's a lot going on under all those different caps. Making low-fat and fat-free milk involves skimming cream from whole milk out of the final product. And unfortunately, fat-soluble vitamins like D, A, E, and K, which are found in the milk fat, all go along with it. So as a result, reduced fat, low-fat and skim milks contain lower amounts of many nutrients, but milk companies, even some organic brands, have figured out how to add these vitamins back in during processing to fortify the final product with nutrients, particularly vitamins A and D. So some brands also boost their product with powdered milk solids to achieve that thick white texture that we're so accustomed to seeing. And since fat-free milk is naturally blue-tinted and pretty watery, they want to add stuff to that. Fortification ensures that lower-fat milks are nutritionally similar to whole milk and can remain a significant source of vitamins in our diet. Regardless, Whole milk proponents argue that fat-soluble vitamins are not as easily absorbed without the actual milk fat present. Okay, so let's look at the whole milk first. Whole milk must contain no less than 3.25% milk fat and 8.25%, quote, milk solids that are not fat. And what they mean by this is protein, carbohydrates, water-soluble vitamins, and minerals. All milks are approximately 87% water. Whole milk itself contains 150 calories and 8 grams of fat per 8 fluid ounce serving. Although this isn't required, whole milk may be fortified with vitamin A and or D, which, you know, we talked about earlier. And what whole milk does have is more fat. It has about 10 grams of fat per cup. Now, the homogenization process with whole milk, that process breaks up fat and disperses it through milk to give it a smooth, uniform consistency. And most whole milk is homogenized to prevent all of the fat in it from rising to the top. And then of the four options that I've presented here, whole milk actually has the highest amount of saturated fat and calories, with around 150 calories compared to skim milks, 90 calories, and 4 grams of saturated fat per 8-ounce serving. Now, while whole milk has more saturated fat, this isn't necessarily a bad thing. More and more research suggests that saturated fat may not actually be unhealthy. Whole milk does contain more cholesterol per 8-ounce serving, about 24 milligrams of cholesterol, compared to skim milk's 5 milligrams. But some studies have found that whole milk might not increase total cholesterol, and it may actually raise good cholesterol levels. Those are HDL levels. Still, given the conflicting existing research and the fact that most diets contain plenty of sources of fat and cholesterol, most doctors actually recommend making the switch from whole to low fat or skim milk. So let's look at those. We've got 2% next, and that's the reduced fat one, and it's a good choice for those seeking moderate restriction of their fat intake. Reduced fat milk is just whole milk in which the milk fat level has been reduced from 3.25% to 2%. Hence, you know, the popular name, 2% milk. And remember, in 2% milk, vitamins A and D are removed from the milk fat. So they have to be added back in to reduced fat milk, just like we talked about with fortified milk. Then you've got your 1%. That's the low fat milk. And like it implies, it has 1% in it. A cup has 100 calories, which is about a fifth from fat. And this is a good choice for those who are seeking a somewhat greater restriction of their fat intake. This also has vitamins A and D removed, but they are also added back into low-fat milk. Then we have skim milk. This is the one we call fat-free. Why? Because it has the most fat removed or skimmed off the top, but it has the same nutritional benefits as whole milk. Non-fat or skim in a cup has about 80 calories, but none of those are from fat. And how does a company create fat-free half and half, you're probably wondering? Well, the way they do it is by adding stuff like corn syrup solids or artificial color or sugar to non-fat milk. So aside from that, if you want to drink fat-free milk, it's a good choice for those who are seeking to restrict their fat take considerably. But again, they remove vitamins A and D, so they have to be added back in. The bottom line on all of these different types of milk, drinking 2 to 3 glasses of milk a day, whether it's skim, 2%, or whole, lowers the likelihood of both heart attacks and strokes. And while you've probably always been told to drink reduced fat milk, the majority of scientific studies actually show that drinking whole milk actually improves cholesterol levels, just not as much as drinking skim does. So, if you're dieting, the lower fat option is an easy way to save a few calories. But when it comes to building muscle, whole fat milk may be your best choice. Scientists at the University of Texas's Medical Branch in Galveston actually found that drinking whole milk after lifting weights boosted muscle protein synthesis, which is an indicator of muscle growth. In fact, it boosted it 2.8 times more than drinking skim milk did.
Check out the BrainStuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.